The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattullo and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
She gets hungry for dinner at 8. She loves the theater, doesn't come late. She'd never bother with anyone she'd hate. And that's why the lady is a tramp. Doesn't like dice games with barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem dressed in ermine and pearls. Will not dish the dirt with the rest of those girls. And that's why this chick is a tramp.
Frances Albert
loves the free, cool wind in her hair. Life without care. She's broke, but it's hope. Doesn't like California. It's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp.
Frank Sinatra from the main event, 1974, Madison Square Garden. Just love it. Love it. Going in live. Live TV, man. Just went on there, did a whole concert in live television. Hey, getting up in Adam this Wednesday here, March 25th already. And we got your back. We got a great show for you. We appreciate you being with us. And we're all in this together. And it's going to be over soon enough. Get a little worse before it gets better, but I'm feeling it's going to be okay. The president's saying, how about Easter? Easter would be a great time. Talk about the resurrection, man. That would be great if by Easter we can get out and about. I applaud the president for saying that, because we have to somehow get back to society, because that otherwise we will be completely shut down. And again, you see Governor Cuomo's press conferences, what he says about New York, and we'll get into that in a little while. But it would be nice if it's not by Easter. It'll be soon enough. It'll be soon enough. Easy to say. Hopefully you're decompressing. Hopefully you're decompressing. You know, I'm telling you, people go, how you doing? You locked up? What's going on? But I talk to a lot of people are going like this. They're going, oh, because, you know, how many times, I'll do this for five boroughs. How many times do people go to you, hey, can you make this thing tonight? And they go, you go, well, what thing tonight? Yeah, it'll be able to get you out of there early, because we know you got radio in the morning. Well, okay, you can be out of there by 11:30 midnight. You'll be out of there early. Be like, you know, and you want to say no. You can't say no because you want to be polite. You know, whether it's a business meeting, whether it's a social thing, and you want to get out of it. Now you got your chance. I'd love to, but I got to go home and wash my hands. You know, I got to go. I can't. I'd love to. I can't. We with the social distancing, I can't meet people. Use it as an excuse. It's like kind of like Larry David, Curb Your Enthusiasm, just to keep your distance from everybody and just stay home. But enjoy it. Embrace it if you can. You know, just kind of relax. That's easy to say. But if you could do that, I think that would be the healthiest thing to do. In just a second, after we go to traffic in a few minutes, Dr. Nina Radcliffe will join us. She's actually has patients this morning, but she's going to join us. We're going to go through what's happening with the coronavirus and is there an end in sight? Judge Andrew Napolitano. Andrew wants to talk to you about your civil liberties during quarantine. So a very interesting topic from the judge. Assembly member Nicole Malliotakis will join us. Our pal Mayor Mike Spano doing a great job up there in Yonkers, New York. He will join us as well. David Burke, super chef. Hopefully he has some recipes for you. But more importantly, can restaurants survive through all of this? How can restaurants survive through all? It's near impossible. And Patrick Cullen. Cohen as well, president of the New York State Supreme Court Officers Association. You know, it's a tough time for law enforcement everywhere. Crime is down, you know, as you know, but a lot of the police officers are getting sick. So the thing is, we have to join together on this. And the Fox News did a great town hall with the president yesterday, and Bill Hemmer doing a great job over there with Harris Faulkner. And they hosted the president and the vice president and the surgeon general, Dr. Birx, you know. So it was actually very informative. It was great. And that's where the president said, I'd like to. And I'm liking the positive attitude of the president. Then, you know, then I watch Andrew Cuomo, and who's got, has his own show now, like 9 to 11 every morning. I tell you what, you got to give it to the guy. I'm telling you, whether you don't like him or not, you politically disagree with him or not, he's so smart politically. He's so smart because you know why? Because he's good on camera. He knows what to say on camera. He knows how to say it on camera. And as a student of politics, I watch it and I admired it. And by the way, that is the Andrew Cuomo that I always liked and knew all those years. But as soon as, you know, he started going along with the progressive socialists, I was said, oh man, you can't do that, Andrew, what are you doing? But he is savvy, he owns the time, but he's got to, if and I respectfully submit this, because I know he's got the, we, New York is now the hot spot for coronavirus, you know, and again, it's it, again, you expected that's going to happen because of all the people in here, and all the folks that came over from Wuhan, you know, over whatever the reason is, it's the hot spot. So now the, now Andrew's like, he's complaining and he starts going after the president again. And please, you got to stop blaming. You got to accept responsibility, because when you start asking for stuff, and I say this respectfully to the governor in a nice way, you know, because I'll tell you, we're all under stress like that. But when you start saying, I need these beds, I need these ventilators, I'm saying, you don't have them stored up. Mr. Governor, you don't have them. No one asked them, by the way. And you don't, if that was the president, oh, you kidding me? They'd ask him every which way and backwards. But they go, I don't say, Governor Cuomo, you, New York, you're telling me after 9/11, New York City doesn't store every medical device known to man somewhere? They don't. And that is scary. That is what the first thing I saw from this press conference. I said, yikes. I said, they don't have that stored? After 9/11, they don't have that stored like that? And then he goes, and then Governor Cuomo goes, we need 25,000 ventilators. 25. What am I going to do with 400 ventilators? I said, oh, don't, Andrew, don't say that, man. He goes, and he names Peter Navarro. Peter Navarro doing such a great job with the president. You know, he's the director of the Office of Trade and Manufacturing Policy. Peter Navarro. He's the guy that wrote Crouching Tiger, the book that Frankie got me with Gordon Chang writing the foreword that enlightened me to the dangers of communist China. He goes there, and then so they sent 4,000 ventilators. But if you say, I've got 25,000 people being sick, if you look at the stats, 80, almost 90% of them aren't going to require hospitalization, Governor. It's not, there's so many that are not going to require hospitalization. How many are going to be severe and how many are going to be critical? Because severe is, you sometimes don't need hospitalization. And in critical, and if you don't have enough for critical folks affected by this virus in storage in New York City, I don't know that that's the president's problem. I'm being very, very objective here. It just made me very, and then I like this, and I'll leave it at that, because we, listen, I like Andrew Cuomo. I listen, Mario Cuomo when I was a Democrat. So forgive me for, I'm a little biased, you know. Yeah. Is because he's Italian. You think maybe, sorry. But when he goes, life matters. Right, you know, my pop always said, life matters. But you're going to pass the infanticide bill where you could kill a baby after it's born in the New York State Assembly. Great, that makes a lot of sense. So let's just settle down. Stop with the blaming. Show us what you can do. The president has the right attitude, and his approval is near 60% on his approval rating now on handling of this coronavirus. Just be nice about it, you know? The thing I'm still suspect about, 13 after 6 o'clock, and I love being able to talk to you like this because these thoughts go through my mind during the day, you know, and I'm thinking, like, because you always have the good ideas, 877-970-2999. We always appreciate it. How did they not know this virus was coming? How did they possibly know? And I'm not saying that they developed it in a bio lab. You know, I, believe me, I don't put it past the communist Chinese to do that.
Look at President Trump. He's doing. He's the most popular president in decades. He's the most powerful president in decades, and he's coming after us. And now our economy is buckling. That, why don't we release a little of that virus? Does that happen? Is that a sci-fi movie? Am I being conspiratorial? And I think no. I'm being overly cautious against the communists. You know, but I'm reading, when I read things and people send me things, and this is from 2007, where it says that the presence of a large reservoir of a SARS type virus in horseshoe bats, together with eating exotic animals in southern China, is a time bomb. This was from an article that our buddy on Twitter sent me, and this was from 2007, man. And I'm looking at all of these things, and I'm looking how they say how the H5N1, the swine flu, never went away. They never. Who's watching the store on this? This is scary. It's very, very scary. And ventilator, is it ventilators we need? I say get the drugs and fast track the hydrochloroquine. Fast track that Remdesivir. Fast track those drugs in there, because if it has an inkling of success, you got to do it. And then this too, I want to put your mind at ease. And I don't mean to look. I know how voracious this coronavirus is. If you look at it, how it attacks your lungs. Oh, it's scary, man. And I don't mean to diminish it at all. But as I look at these flu. 2019-2020 United States flu season, according to the CDC, when I see the numbers of 36 million flu illnesses to 51 million flu illnesses, and I've read you this before, but I just do it just to allay your fears that we'll get through this, everything's going to be okay. If we concentrate, let's say every day the news came out when they said, and they followed the flu the way they follow the coronavirus, and the numbers were 36 million to 51 million Americans that had the flu. You and I would pat that. You don't think the same thing happening now would be happening if you brought up the flu stats here. Medical visits, 17 million to 24 million medical visits. If we talked about it every day, and if I opened the show every single day and the coronavirus wasn't around, and I said, look at the hospitalizations. You know, there's like 370,000 to 670,000 flu hospitalizations. Look what's happening. And then we made it really dramatic like that. The deaths, 22,000 to 55,000 flu deaths in the 2019-2020, a vicious year for the flu. If we tracked those deaths every day and we saw how many people every day died like that, it would create a panic. So it's nice that the president, I think, steps in a positive way and he says, we're going to get into this. We're going to be back. I'd like to do it by Easter. But, and he actually, a tip of the hat to Dr. Fauci and to Dr. Birx, because they will make the final call. So it's just something that we got to be aware of, is that they're going to drive, the media is going to drive this and politicize this and make this for their own purpose, because they think they have a shot to take down this president, and they don't care about you and I. They don't care about a cure, and they don't care about you and I if we die. They don't care. I'm in Washington. They don't care. And I'm talking about the progressive socialists. They are so full of getting rid of the president. We've got to get back in control. They are using this virus and politicizing this virus. And yes, they are. So last night, they finally settled this thing. It's a $2 trillion coronavirus release package. A deal's been reached between the Senate and the Donald Trump administration on a $2 trillion coronavirus economic stimulus package. The White House announced the deal at about 1 a.m. It was this morning, Washington time. The agreement comes after 5 days of negotiations and will provide relief for businesses, laid off workers, and families. It's estimated that more than half the people in the U.S. are under some form of shelter in place and non-essential business closure orders from state and local governments. So that's good that they did that. I couldn't understand. I tweeted out yesterday how Joe Biden was pleading when he first started his presidential campaign, saying, hey, you know, when Barack Obama and I were in office, we bailed out the audio industry. And he was bragging about it. We bailed out. We spent $50 billion with a B dollars and gave it to the auto industry to bail out after the 2008 economic crisis. You know, he's bragging about it. What's the difference between then and now? I have no idea I put that out there. We'll take a break in a second. You know, Nina Radcliffe is going to join us. Al and Frank are here. Frankie, good morning. How you doing this
morning?
Good
morning, John. I'm doing great.
All good to go. Albert, you okay? Albert, you all right there?
Great.
I want to go to Nina Radcliffe. I want to clear the way, and then Debbie, good morning to you. Debbie,
hi.
How you doing this morning? How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing in this lockdown time?
It's good. I went for a bike ride, and I go out on a bike ride, and then Otis comes kind of in the end of the property. He goes to the end of the property and he waits for me, but some people kind of intercepted Otis on the way back. My neighbor calls it, Joe, oh, Otis is out. And I go, oh, I know. He waits for me at the end of the driveway. Well, now they kind of took him in. They put a leash on him. They thought maybe he was wandering around. But now I'm thinking, do these people have the coronavirus? I'm saying, you know, and
oh, no.
So this girl, and it's all farm country, you know. So this girl walks over with me with a leash, and she goes, oh, and I go, oh, I got it. It's okay. Just let the dog go. I was afraid. Don't come near me.
No, please.
And is it okay to put Durasan on your dog? Apparently it is, because I just sprayed it.
Oh, thank goodness for Dora.
Just infected my poor dog. You know, Otis was like, what's going on? They were so nice. All out in the country. But I'm starting to think, man, that's what I'll do. She'll pet the dog. She'll have coronavirus. I'll pet the dog, and then I'll get it. I said, oh, my God.
Well, it's true. It makes you think about everything. It really does. You know?
Everything.
And you have to be so careful. It's so true.
You know what, Deb? We'll go to Nina Radcliffe. Dr. Radcliffe standing by for us this morning.
Great.
Right now, we got traffic at 20 after 6 o'clock. Ray, so great to have you with us. Hang in there. We got this. 20 after 6 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for listening. Let's go out to the southbound thruway right at the Tappan Zee Bridge, a disabled tractor trailer. Now, the eastbound BQE, you're moving pretty slowly, getting up toward the Battery Tunnel and out toward the Brooklyn Bridge. They just wrapped up overnight construction at the Battery Tunnel. It's a little bit busy on the Cross Bronx East at the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. It's an accident on the shoulder, but the GWB Lincoln and the Holland moving smoothly. Throgsneck and Whitestone, the overnight construction cleared over there. Now, alternate side parking rules suspended. Metered parking rules in effect. Alternate side suspended in Yonkers and Mount Vernon as well. Now, subways will be on a reduced schedule as well. New Jersey Transit remains on a reduced schedule as well for you. Looks like we have clouds this morning. Some showers likely this afternoon, high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
You know, spring cleaning doesn't just mean the deep clean you do around the house once a year. You may want to do some tidying up for your business's digital marketing, and Salem Surround can help. Whether you're just getting started in the world of digital marketing or already have a plan that's not getting results, we give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Salem Surround provides your business with all your marketing needs under one roof. And face it, in 2020, if you're not effectively using digital media, you're behind the competition and losing sales. Salem Surround will help identify any weak points in your marketing strategy and consult with you to bring solutions that will meet your needs and exceed your expectations. Total market saturation for increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
I know there are a lot of tax relief firms out there. So who do you trust? There's a local company that wants to help. JLD Tax Resolution Group is right here in Jersey City. They're like an ER for people with tax problems. Do you really want to call some guy in Idaho or Wyoming and give them your personal information? JLD Tax is local and helps hundreds of people in the metro area solve their tax problems. Visit 201tax.com and set up your free initial consultation with John Donenfeld. That's 201tax.com. Get relief now.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow. He wants to give you something back. Are you listening to AM 970 The Answer? Because you helped build MyPillow into the great company that it is today. If you go to MyPillow.com and you click on Radio Listener Specials, you will get incredible discounts on mattress toppers, on the pillows, on the body pillows, bed sheets, and so much more. By the way, on those incredible bed sheets that you've just got to try, you can buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one free with a 60-day money-back guarantee. It doesn't get better than that. Plus, a 10-year warranty from MyPillow on all products. Go to MyPillow.com, please. Click on the radio listener specials. You buy one, get one free on Giza sheets, okay? Don't forget, 60-day money-back guarantee. You got nothing to lose. Promo code is AM970. If you would like to call, the number is 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. This is for the Giza sheets. You buy one, you get one free. Please check out the pillows. Please check out the mattress toppers. Please check out everything at MyPillow. MyPillow.com. The promo code is AM970.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream? Catch up on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/AM970 The Answer.
Just what makes that little old ant think he'll move that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant.
But he's got high hopes. He's got high hopes.
You got high hopes, kid. Hang in there. Thank you, Albert. 625 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Dr. Nina Radcliffe is a practicing physician, health advocate, syndicated columnist, television contributor. Kind enough, on her way into the OR, I think, and kind enough to join us this early in the morning. Hey, Dr. Nina, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Joe.
Are you about to go to surgery or something, Doc? You're unbelievable. Yeah, you take the time to call in the morning. Hey, Nina, we won't keep you long. We appreciate it. How are you doing as a first responder healthcare provider? Everything is okay in your life?
Yeah, it's good. I'm dedicated to our mission, as are millions of other healthcare workers who are reporting into work either this morning or for the night shift. So, but this is important. That's why I wanted to speak with you this morning.
Well, what can we do? Tell us, Nina, if you would. How do we flatten this curve, as they say? And is testing that important? I mean, where are we? And are we at the end of this crisis, do you think, doctor?
Well, each of us have an individual responsibility to social distance. And this is a new term that came about, and everyone's being asked to do this. And it's so important at this time. We do not have a medication at this time that can treat this. We do not have a vaccine to prevent this. So the most important thing that we can do, we all have significant power over it, is to make sure we stay away from others. We protect our households and we act wisely, whether it's wiping down surfaces, covering our mouths when we cough or sneeze. Those are very important things to do, and to follow what the governors of the state are saying, because every state is very different. New Jersey has asked for a lockdown, but they're saying that we can get our essential items, like going to the pharmacy or going and getting groceries. So we need to be very smart about this, and we need to listen to this, because if we do our part, we really determine what's going to go on and how long we need to continue this life that's not usual.
Dr. Nina, can you tell us if you have some COVID-19 patients down there in the southern part of New Jersey?
Well, there have been some reported cases, and this can change any time, because as we increase our testing, we're going to see the numbers rise.
Yeah.
These are cases that may have already been there, that have already seeded and have been there for several weeks. It doesn't necessarily mean they're new per se, but as testing has gotten ramped up, we're going to see a spike in the number of cases. And this may be alarming, but I want people to understand this in perspective. We are doing a lot. The government is doing a lot in order to do this. Trump in his White House briefing talked about some great things that were being done. FEMA has already been activated. And as we know, FEMA generally goes out to areas of natural disaster, like Hurricane Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
This is nationwide. And they're focusing on the hot spots. They're making sure that these areas and other areas have the masks, the gloves, the gowns, the breathing machines that are needed. They want to make sure that's there. The Army Corps of Engineers and the National Guard have been sent out to either build hospitals. The naval ships are going to be used as hospital beds. So there are so many things, and we're going to continue hearing about what is being done. This is not a passive process by the government. This is the best country that the world has ever known. I've said it, and that's why I'm so proud to go in. I'm excited to go into work today.
Y'all,
so I can do my part.
Well, thank you for that, Nina. Before we let you go, too, you have everything. You have gowns and masks and those visors. Do you have all that at for your safety when you go into the OR, for example, Nina?
I certainly do. And our hospital, as well as many other hospitals, have done their part. This is what we're in the business for, taking care of patients. And when this comes, this has never been seen before. They ramped up very, very quickly, where we were being educated from the beginning. And I know I've talked to many of my colleagues. There were teams going around educating people how to use personal protective equipment early on and to make sure we use it wisely. Elective cases that can be delayed for a period of time, are being canceled or asked to be rescheduled for a later time. So we can save that hospital bed and save that personal protective equipment, and we can focus all of our resources. If people were to get sick, that they can come in and we can provide the care for their COVID-19 and they can live. And don't forget, people get sick all year round. It didn't pause. Heart disease, you know, other issues are still going on. People with the flu are still coming in.
Yeah,
so we need to ensure we take care of the patients that need it the most. And that's why we're asking everyone to do your part so that we can, it doesn't overwhelm us. We want to take care of the patients who need our help the most at this time. So please, everyone, socially distance, keep your 6 feet away, you know, do what's wise for your household. There's some people who may be at high risk. I know my parents are older in age, and that's very important. We have different rules. I self-isolate myself because I'm going out and I'm taking care of patients. I stay away from everybody in my family, but that's what I want to do. That's
Nina, I was going to ask you. I know what a great mom you are. So so what do you do? You're right, and so you go home. You have to. What do you do to get back in the house so you can at least hug your child? And this is, I think, a problem for first responders and doctors and nurses everywhere. How do you deal with it before we let you go, Nina?
Well, as soon as I come home, I do bathe from head to toe, and I am very, very fortunate. I have a beautiful family. I have my parents living with me, and they're able to help with a lot of things. And my daughter is at the age where she understands we all have a responsibility. She understands that mommy is a doctor, and mommy has to take care of patients because that is what she does. So she is proud of me. She also makes sure it's so precious. She asked me to make sure I take care of myself and make sure my immune system is strong. We've talked about these things, and that's where, you know, with children, this can be a scary time for them. But, you know, parents out there, talk to your children every single day. Give them the hope. Talk to them about what is needed. You know, keep them calm. Make sure that they understand their part. In many ways, they are the superheroes in this. They're reasonably immune to, you know, the COVID-19 virus.
They
are getting sick, but they're not having the same type of rates of complications and hopefully the deaths that, you know, the adults are having or those who are older in age. So we need to make sure that they are part of this. And, you know, this is an opportunity to teach them about our immune system, what germs are, which is a gross concept that you can't see them, you can't smell them, but they live and they can make you sick. And they're everywhere. They're on our skin. They're in our nose. They're in our bodies. They're on surfaces. But use this as a teaching opportunity. And also talk about the coordinated efforts, depending upon their age, of what is being done and what our part is.
Dr. Nina Radcliffe. Nina, we so appreciate it. After this is all over, we got to come down. We'll come down with Frankie Five Boroughs, and we could just have a little, hopefully, end of COVID-19 celebration down in Atlantic City or something.
Absolutely.
Dr. Nina,
thank you for the work that you do. I'm always touched by it. You've always been committed to health and wellness, and I appreciate you continuing to educate the public.
Thank you, Nina. It's a renewed sense of responsibility on the radio here, but we appreciate reaching out to professionals like yourself, Nina. We love you and appreciate it very much. Nina, have a great day. And love to your family, Nina. And thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Joe.
Dr. Nina Radcliffe on her way to the OR, and there's some great advice from a great gal. 6:33 with Joe on the radio. I see the phone calls. I see you. 877-970-2999. We'll go to your calls when we come back. Right now, let's go to Al Gattulo. Big Al is the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
42 degrees at 6:33. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The MTA is drastically cutting service on subways, buses, and commuter rail trains due to low ridership during the coronavirus outbreak. Starting today, the B, W, and Z subway lines will not be running Monday through Friday. There'll only be 75% of normal bus service. On Friday, Long Island Railroad will start a new schedule. There will also be changes on Metro North during off-peak hours. MTA officials note there's been a more than 80% drop in subway ridership since the outbreak, while buses and commuter rails have seen a 70% decline in the number of people riding. New Jersey is climbing higher on a list with a dubious distinction. The state now ranks second nationwide for the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases. New Jersey has also recorded its largest single-day increase in deaths due to the virus. There are now 3,675 confirmed cases in the state as of yesterday with 44 deaths. Bergen County led with the greatest number of deaths connected to the coronavirus at 5, 9 of the deaths connected to long-term care facilities. In sports, if and when the Mets start playing baseball this season, they will not have pitcher Noah Syndergaard. The 27-year-old will have Tommy John surgery on his ailing right elbow tomorrow. He'll be out at least until June of 2021. Syndergaard pitched a career-high 197 and two-thirds innings in 32 starts last season. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. You mentioned subways will be reduced, subway service. Also, if you're heading to the V-Line buses, they are running normally with that new boarding system until further notice. All passengers must now enter and exit buses from the rear door. That will protect the drivers. Let's go out to Paramus Road. We're seeing volume already getting up toward Bergen Community College with that coronavirus testing site there. Garden State Parkway, the ramps at 116 into the PNC Bank Art Center. Volume there as well with that other testing site as well. Some volume as you head to the eastbound BQE getting up toward the Battery Tunnel. LIE westbound, that's stop and go by Casino Boulevard, and the Cross Bronx eastbound at the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Looks like an accident there involving a tractor trailer. It's off on the shoulder. Harlem River Drive south, building down through the 140s. Clouds this morning, some rain expected later, high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Glassdoor. Glassdoor only matches you with qualified job candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Find the right fit for your business. Glassdoor.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature. Oh, yeah, you got to take your Balance of Nature. You know why? Because you don't have, like last night, I usually have a garlic or I put some kind of peppers or something into rice. You know, I like to keep the calories down with a little olive oil, you know. And then I didn't get there last night. It was just one of those days. Everything kept happening. I jumped on the bike. I did my bike ride. I came back. So I don't get the fruits and the vegetables that I needed in my body. You know, I don't do it. And I know you don't either. And you have to have fruits and vegetables because those are antioxidants. Probably the healthiest thing that we can have are fruits and vegetables. And they're antioxidants. It builds up your immune system. You talk about all doctors all the time. We talked to Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams. Remember he said he had diabetes and everything, and he went on this great diet, and he's taught how to build up your immune system. It was with fruits and vegetables and eating right. So to build up your immune system when you can't get the fruits and vegetables, I suggest you try Balance of Nature, because that's exactly what it is. That's all it is, by the way. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. All fruits, all vegetables. You get the resveratrol, you get all the antioxidants, all 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables. How do you not at least try Balance of Nature, especially during these times? You want your immune system strong. You can do it. In my opinion, you could do this with Balance of Nature. It's what I do. And now the Howard family is offering you 35% off and free shipping on your first new preferred order of Balance of Nature. 35% off free shipping, please, on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Here is the number. 800-246-8751. You said it with me, didn't you? I know. You know it. 800-246-8751. Or go please to balanceofnature.com. Use that discount code, The Answer.
I'm PBA President Pat Lynch. Right now, police officers, healthcare workers, and so many other essential employees are heading to work. We can't stay home. Our mission comes first. We have to protect you on the front lines of a global health crisis. And we're not just battling the virus. We're still fighting crime, responding to emergencies, and keeping our city running. Yes, these are the jobs we signed up for, but we aren't the only ones who sacrifice. Our families are sacrificing along with us, and they bear the greatest burden. They support us through long hours and uncertain schedules. They share our stress and our fatigue. And if we're exposed to the virus at work, they could be exposed too. So when you think about the cops and other frontline workers who are still on the job and at risk, remember, we aren't alone. Our families are on the front lines, too, and they deserve all of our respect.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Did you see what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show? Tune into the show every Tuesday morning, 6 to 10 on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
I'm a New Jersey guy. I was born in Asbury, you know, and I stay home and I listen to music. I listen to some blues. I watch some TV. I've got a lot of things. There's so many people on television. Like, there's Danny, there's Jack, there's Joe Piscopo, there's Joe Pesci. You can listen to Bon Jovi.
That's Danny DeVito. Was that Danny DeVito?
Yeah,
That's great.
First Lady Tammy Murphy has this thing. You know, they want she got all these celebrities together to put out this video to practice social distancing. Right?
Oh, good.
So
I didn't get the call.
Right? Exactly. See, it's exactly Frank. Did I not say that when I did this?
Well, they should have called him.
Right. Yeah, so I watched the video and I go and without the sound on, and I see Bruce, I see Danny DeVito, I see Whoopi Goldberg, I see Jon Stewart, I see. Where's Joe Piscopo? Because remember, the same governor said on this radio show,
Joe is a good guy.
Right. He said you're a good guy, but you were not contacted. But
no.
Thank you, Danny DeVito, for mentioning you before Joe Pesci.
So that people understand
that, you know.
Danny's the best. I love Danny. You know what, though, it is? It's all politics. And I remember when the governor first ran, we wanted to get him on the show, and he was running, and I called, and I had Tammy's, the first lady of Jersey, and I had her cell phone, and I left a message I never heard back. Mm-hmm.
Murphy coming at you.
He's coming
it's
at
like,
you.
No, because you know why? If you say anything marginally nice about the president of the United States, you're on the blacklist with the progressive socialists in the state. They would never call. The fact, and but while we're on it, by the way, and it's all good and it's okay, and thank you, Al, for doing that. I wish we had in New Jersey, we're always second-class citizens, and I've said it before. Have you seen the press conferences with Governor Murphy? Have you seen that? Frankie, have you noticed that? I said the
I actually haven't watched
my 16-year-old. My 16-year-old could put together a better set.
What is with that? Yeah, look at Governor Cuomo. Look at Governor Cuomo. Governor Andrew, I think he's on a throne, by the way, when he talks. I think he's on like, hey, I'm Andrew Cuomo.
Good afternoon, subjects.
I am about to tell you what is going on. Look at the camera angle of Andrew Cuomo. Like, he doesn't know this is. The camera angle is what? What is the camera angle? It's right. It's from the bottom up, so it looks like he is above everybody else, and it's brilliant politics, whether you agree with Governor Cuomo or not. And now Governor Murphy's doing a great job. I think he's doing a great job in this crisis. But fact of the matter, when I watched the long table and the lighting looked like, remember that show, Frankie, what did I make? Dracula. What was the name of it?
Zachary.
Mm. It was like this. It was lit like the Zachary set on Channel 9 in 1972, for crying out loud. Can someone help this poor governor out, for crying out loud? You don't want to call me to put me in with other celebrities in New Jersey. I can give you some lighting advice. I can give you some production advice so it looks like a professional production. Because whether you agree with the governor or not, whether you can't stand him or not, whatever, put all politics aside. This is the time we have to all join together, and you want Jersey to look good. You want it to look good. Frankie, it was like, oh, and I just shake my head, and New York gets it. New York gets it. Gavin Newsom looks like a Hollywood movie star.
Well, yeah, he thinks he is a movie star.
Right. Well, I thought he's handsome enough to be like a movie star, and he's got he's got the California flag. He's got the United States flag, and he's standing tall, and the shot well. It's all about lighting. It's like when I go on the road, it's all really about sound. If you don't have good sound, and I'm meticulous about that, you know, So I humbly submit it to anyone listening in the great state of New Jersey in the governor's office. If you need some help production-wise, we can, over the phone, I don't have to come down there, we can offer you some advice. Because I think the governor's doing a good job. He deserves better than that. Thank you, Albert.
I think Phil Murphy should do it right from the Asbury Park boardwalk with a pork roll, egg and cheese sandwich in his hand.
Great idea.
Spirits or a beer from New Jersey. And do the press conference right from there. He's done that before.
You know, like Leader Bramnick, John Bramnick, doing a great job down there in the assembly through this crisis. He has these Facebook things. Like he says, 7 o'clock, I'll be on Facebook. It's great. It's like in his home. It's lit, nice. John puts a little sweater on. It has a homey feel to it. And it's Facebook, for crying out loud. Oh, my gosh. But I have a little bone to pick before we break. Frank, well, no, well, you know, so I see on Al, you know, I don't follow our pal Al on Twitter.
I don't blame
because,
him. Well, I'm considering unfollowing him as well.
Why? Are you really? Are you,
I am, yeah.
Well, it's just that it gets off the game. Like, we want to all be all in this together. We've said this. And I say this with love to Al, but it's like, Al, can you stay? I do. Can you stay in line? Can you stay in line of what we're talking about on the show? Because we could be talking about a cure for COVID-19 and look what might be happening. And Al will write something about a draft beer from Asbury Park. It'll just happen in the middle of the show. Yeah. You'll see it. Right. I'll go, no!
Because right now it's really not important to keep small businesses afloat, right? It's not. It's not important. Okay.
So then I see a nice tweet. He tweets, somebody put on a lawn. I got to retweet it. I got to find it because that was a nice tweet. Somebody said, we will be okay. And they put letters
that was
on their
nice,
lawn.
Actually.
That was a great
tweet.
Which
I tagged him in because he doesn't follow me on Twitter anymore.
Then I get this. Frank, I don't think you saw this one. I see a tweet from Al. Somehow it ends up on my Twitter feed. And it says, essential services. Yes, I am one of them. I will be doing the news on AM 970, The Answer, 6 to 10, Monday through Friday.
Is that not my job?
Could you maybe, what about, I'll be with Frank Morano, Debbie Duhaime, and Joe Piscopo.
I purposely didn't tag you. First of all, I purposely didn't tag any of you in it because I did that for the people that follow me. Because let me ask a question.
You know,
so
those are
when is
four
it acceptable
very, very
for me,
important
hold
people.
On,
you're
when
right.
is it acceptable for me to tweet outside of the show? Never.
But look
none
at
of my
accounts.
I should everything 24/7 at 3 in the morning. I should tweet something about the show. At 9 o'clock at night, I should tweet something about the show.
Exactly.
But you know what it is?
It's
get
teamwork.
I get what you're saying, Al. And I didn't have a problem with it. I think I saw it. I didn't click on it, but I saw it. And I appreciate the fact that you're trying to bring listeners, you know, to the show and everything. But it's almost like, and like you're a Star Trek fan. You'll appreciate this.
Oh boy.
Is if like you're Leonard Nimoy promoting an appearance. Oh, tonight I'm going to be on television at 9 p.m.
Leonard Nimoy's dead.
Well, no. I know, but he could say,
"Why don't you pick
I'm going to be
one of the
on...
living actors
no, no, no,
that's still
but
alive?"
You could say, "I'm going to be on a show called Star Trek with William Shatner and DeForest Kelly." But it's like no, it's the Leonard Nimoy show. That's the thing.
And you have to look at
it's kind of an ensemble.
It is an ensemble. And then who's Debbie? Debbie would be who? What's the gal's name? The gal's name who
Lieutenant
was
Lieutenant Uhura.
Well, it doesn't have to all be Star Trek related. It could be any show you want. Take Seinfeld. If you were Jason Alexander, you wouldn't say,
I will be on TV.
First of all, George was all about himself anyway on the show. So there it is.
No, when Joe was on Saturday Night Live, he didn't say, I will be appearing Saturday night at 11:30. He said, I'm going to be on the legendary
Here's
show
what I'm
gonna Saturday
do. I'm
going to
block the both of you.
No, but you,
no.
I don't think you did anything that wrong.
I'm
going to
block the
you
both
get
of you
saying?
On my social media.
Do you get what we're saying? You don't. You don't even.
And Al, you got to look at the vast amount of Facebook followers when you attach to the station, or you look at the vast amount of Twitter followers. When you see people following me, the amount that if you stuck with the show and you know and
first
you
of all,
took
first
the,
of all, no,
look,
no, no. Here's
look,
the
excuse
difference.
Excuse me. You get hit. Remember in Joe Pesci and Bobby De Niro in Raging Bull. What's the matter? You can't go down. Oh, Joe, I'm not a Mama Luke. I don't want to go down. I don't want to. You go down. You take a fall every now and then. Yeah. You know, for the team.
All right, but here's the difference between me and you and Frank. My profile on Facebook is not public. It's for friends. It's not public. I don't. If you want to follow me publicly, you follow my Craft Beer Cast page. I don't want these sycophants that follow Frank friending me. Every one of them that does, I delete them. I don't want to be. I don't want them to be friends with me on Facebook. Twitter is my public domain. If you want to know stuff about me publicly, that's where I post it.
And what was
any
this
questions,
note we got?
Joe?
What,
you know, what, you know. Yes. Here's Facebook, Twitter. There you go.
And what was this note we got from management? Do not make eye contact with Al Gattulo. What does that mean?
What is that? I didn't get that memo.
Do you know who you're talking to? Al, we love you, buddy. It was just so funny. I saw that on that. Hi, I will be on the radio.
Yes, giving you the news. You guys give your opinion.
No.
I give the news. I'm giving you the details of what's going on with the coronavirus.
I don't think you get
it. I love how every other anchor in this town has been tweeting pictures of their home studio set up and how they're giving the news. But I do one thing, and I'm vilified.
Well, given what you just said, do we have permission to stop you every time you begin giving your opinion?
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Anytime.
Good to know.
Oh,
I interrupt you certainly enough. What's the difference?
So can we have production work on an opinion alarm? Like, because Al does veer into opinion from time to time.
You think?
Right. And we can have an opinion alarm that we can hit that will stop Al in his tracks.
I like that. Okay. Thank you. Hey.
That'll be the opinion alarm. How's that?
Oh, we got phone calls, and now we're being silly. I'm sorry. Can we go? We got to go to a break.
All right. Or no. I know. I got that. Here's the opinion alarm. Here's the opinion alarm. That's it.
Yeah. What was that? We still never.
That was the Marine that was grunting in the studio.
No, I know. All right. It's 10 minutes. Oh, lordy.
Take one call if you want to.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you, Albert. Phil, how you doing this morning? Welcome to the zoo this morning. What's on your mind this morning?
Yeah, this is Phil from Westchester. And what I was just thinking of is that maybe everybody in the country can just say one part of the rosary beads every hour. No matter if you're Protestant, Catholic, or Jewish, and maybe we can help our friend Mr. Trump.
Do a decade, do a decade. All right, that's nice, Phil. Thank you, man. I'm not going to argue with that guy right there. Phil knows what he's talking about.
Jewish people don't know what rosary beads are. How are they going to even say anything?
Are you going to argue with Phil? Because I'm not.
No, I'm just saying. Hey, I'll tell you right now, everyone should pray. You know that. You know what? You bring up an interesting point about religion, Joe. A friend of mine said this yesterday on Facebook, and I can understand why she is feeling upset and why she's concerned. She can't go to church. She just lost her dad about a month and a half ago. She wants to be able to talk to the priest, and she can't go to the church, and she can't pray. And I understand that. And I think if you're feeling that way spiritually, there's nothing wrong with you doing that at home and communicating with God. Isn't God supposed to be a one-on-one communication? You have a relationship with God, Joe. Debbie has a relationship with God. Other people around have a relationship with God. I know that people want to go to church and find solace at this time and find comfort.
Praise Jesus, Al.
This is not about me going to church.
Do you understand the Lord God Almighty?
Al Gattula,
you're being nice to God. Oh, praise Jesus. Al's coming around, Frankie Five Boroughs. This is so exciting. Debbie the Haim. Praise Jesus. Al Gattula's coming around.
Well, he understands that. You're right.
But to Phil's point, I'll tell you what. If it's not the rosary, it's saying prayers always help, and I don't care what you say, they always do. So, Phil, you're right on the money. I don't know if you could get other religions to do a decade. Did you see the rosary I posted on my social media?
The balloons?
How about that? How beautiful.
Over in Italy, right? Yeah.
They released these balloons in the shape of a rosary, but you know, gigantic balloons that flew over the cities. It was just so wonderful. Yeah, I thought
beautiful.
That was
beautiful.
Hey, never enough. We can't listen. No matter what religion you are, we need your prayers right now today,
and we appreciate that.
6:51. Debbie's on the roads. Good
Even
morning,
Al.
Debbie.
We're gonna have to get Al some rosary beads. I mean,
when we settle down, there's that 7 o'clock mass in his hometown that Sunday night.
Because
there's no more Sunday. We got to bring Al with us, and then he's gonna see the light. He's gonna see the light. You know. Peace be with you, Al Gattula. Hey, 6:52. Debbie's out there looking out for you. Traffic wise, AM 970. The answer. Praise the Lord.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks a lot. Southbound Thruway at the Tappan Zee Bridge. It looks like a disabled tractor trailer over there. Newburgh Beacon Bridge speeds down to 35 miles per hour with some icy patches reported there. Let's go out to the Sprain south at 100C. Looks like a problem there as well. Disabled vehicle. It's busy already, though, on the BQE eastbound getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Cross Bronx East at the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. An accident involving a truck on the shoulder. Harlem River Drive southbound slowing down into the 140s. It's a little bit busy on the LIE West getting out toward Casino Boulevard. We're seeing volume. Garden State Parkway exiting at 116 into the PNC Bank Art Center, that coronavirus testing center there. Also some volume on Paramus Road into Bergen Community College with the other testing site there as well. Again, subways on a reduced schedule as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaim with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Progressive presents Get pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you know that about 70% of people who order the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start, that's for $19.95, you try the product for 3 weeks, about 70% order it again? Which means it's working. Pete and Seth Talbot are so proud of what they've accomplished with this tremendous product. I love Relief Factor. I love the family of people who bring the product to the world. I love the way it works. I like that it's all natural. It's not ibuprofen. It's not a prescription. It just works. It's made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. Goes to work on the pain, on the inflammation that causes pain. And again, the fact that the vast majority of people renew, that shows that it's effective. Try it. Just give it a shot. If after 3 weeks it isn't working for you, you know, follow the instructions. 3 packets the first week, you know, 2 packets the day the second. If it isn't working for you, notify them. You're only out $20. What do you have to lose except a whole lot of pain? ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Overcast, damp, and quite cool today with occasional rain from late morning on. Our high today just 46. Mostly cloudy skies for a while tonight, followed by clearing late, low 39 in Midtown, 30 to 35 in many northern and western suburbs. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds and milder in the afternoon with a high of 55. For Friday, cloudy in the morning with a bit of rain. Clouds may break in the afternoon with a high of 58. AM 970, The Answer.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
There it is! The Beatles with Piscopo! Come on!
Last night I said these words to my girl. I know you never even tried.
Awesome. John, Paul, Ringo, and George on AM 970, The Answer with Piscopo in the morning. It is 6:56. Elliot's been holding. Let me go to Elliot on the line, if I may. Elliot, good morning. What is on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Joe. You are a man of reason, a man of calm, not grandstanding like the governor of New York, who sits by a dais table with a linen tablecloth over it, and a sign in front of him, like we don't know who he is. In his, it looks like he's wearing one of these flight jackets that you know that he flew an F-16. This is unbelievable. And he got the N95 props in the back of him in boxes.
This is
crazy. So let me just get serious. I've been in the respiratory field for 38 years.
Yes, sir.
There are a lot of ventilators out there that are in storerooms. And they have been a little bit outdated. They're about 5, 6, 7 years old. And the manufacturers don't manufacture certain parts for them anymore, but they're still working. Bring them out. Do what we call an electronic safety test on them. If they're working, fine. But OEM doesn't want to sign a waiver that you could use these machines. It's just like your car. You got to change the oil at 5,000. You can go to 8,000, 9,000 miles. It's still going to work.
This
is unbelievable, but I smell something out there. He's yelling, we need 30,000 ventilators. Do you know what it is to put 30,000 people on ventilators? You're going to have millions of people dying. He is grandstanding. He's making it into this big, catastrophic situation.
Yeah, Elliot.
And you know, it's not right.
Yeah, great phone call. Great phone call. With respect to Governor Cuomo, because I love his style. I love when he gets up there. He's in control, and he's a political. He's just so savvy politically. He's like just so savvy in that regard. But you're right, because don't attack the president. Work with the president. The fact that Peter Navarro within the president's administration sent 4,000 ventilators. And by the way, if you have 25,000 people sick, the statistics show almost 90% of them will not need critical care, will not need respirators. And by the way, yesterday, Tuesday, is when the president they fast-track those FDA drugs that might help coronavirus. Let's stay on the positive. It's Piscopo on the radio. Judge Knapp's coming up next hour. Thank you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
42 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. There are five more coronavirus-related deaths on Long Island. That brings the area's total to 27. An 85-year-old man in the town of Oyster Bay died, becoming the 10th death in Nassau County. Suffolk County has seen four more deaths from the virus, for a total of 17 as of yesterday. Vice President Mike Pence says the White House Coronavirus Task Force is focused on New York. During a White House briefing yesterday, Pence said anybody in the New York City metro area should avoid non-essential travel. He added, anybody there who has traveled to somewhere else in the country should also self-isolate for 14 days. Pence argued they need to deal with New York City because it has a high-risk area. He noted New York represents more than half of new cases in the country. Michael Cohen's request for a reduced or modified prison sentence is denied. The former personal attorney of President Trump asked the court to allow him to serve a sentence from home amid the concerns of the coronavirus. His plea came as some jails are releasing prisoners to avoid the spread of COVID-19. Judge William Pauley III said that it was another attempt to get Cohen in the news. And some popular destinations in the U.S. shutting down because of the coronavirus outbreak. The National Park Service announced it closed the iconic Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks. Closures will last until further notice. The Great Smoky Mountains are also temporarily halting operations. They plan to reopen April 6th. Yosemite National Park was also recently closed. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.